الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: سمنوا ضحاياكم فإنه على الصراط مطاياكم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير النذير هاشمي مكرم، عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. بسيد الشريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and sustainer, master of the worlds. May durood and salam, peace and salutation descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is only by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak has made us Muslims. May Allah protect our iman, keep us with iman, die with iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have iman. And we are fortunate that we have the Mubarak first Ashara of Zilhijjah al-Haram, the last month of the Islamic calendar. In the Mubarak days, we know the occasion of Hajj. Allah Ta'ala accept the Hajj of each and every Hujjaj and Haji that is present. And for those who have been and for those who have not been, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us to the Mubarak lands with azmat, with respect and muhabbat. Going for Hajj is one thing. One Buzrug was asked, when somebody came to one Buzrug and said, I am going to read Hajj. Main Hajj parne ke liye ja raha hu. So he said, Hajj parne nahi hai, Hajj karne ke liye jana padta hai. You have to go and do something, not just reading Hajj. Then he said, Allah ke ghar ja raha hu. You are going to Allah's house. Did you recognize the creator of that house? Kya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki marifat hasil kar liya humne? Did you get the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You're going to Allah's house. No sense looking at the four walls and coming back. But you have to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala take us to the Mubarak lands and protect the lands from all the fitnas and fasad and from all the evil forces. And also we have the occasion of Qurbani. Udhiyah. Brothers in Islam, the lesson of Qurbani, the story of Qurbani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the life of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in many parts of the Quran. From the first juz till the 30th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the sacrifices. Many a Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came and they made sacrifices of animals, of other mujahadat, other forms of ibadat and sacrifices to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their ways. But the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is significant. The actions that led to the Qurbani is significant for us to understand. You may have heard many talks, there are many pamphlets and lectures. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, after the test which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had passed, when he was thrown into the fire, and we know that the coolness, it became a form of coolness for him and protection for him. He said, وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Now I am going to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is going to guide me. Then he made dua, رَبِّي هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, at that ripe age of 90 years old, he made a dua, oh Allah, give me a pious child. Ulama write that when we get married, we make dua, oh Allah, give us children, but we make dua, oh Allah, give us righteous children. Then we won't have the chance to complain. Then we won't have the chance to say to Maulana, give me a taweez to look after my son, look after my daughter. If we make the niyat correctly, and we make the dua correctly from the beginning, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will be there. Rabbi habni min as-salihin. Then he made the dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the glad tidings. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ, that we blessed him, we are going to bless him with a pious, understanding child. If the father is great, not necessarily the child becomes great. Because Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was great, he was the Nabi of Allah. But his son drowned, he did not accept the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here it is requested that we make dua for our children. And we all are children and we have children also. We make dua that, oh Allah, guide our children on the right way. Give them the right deen. Give them an environment conducive at home. Wherever it is in society, make them true ambassadors of Islam. Here a father is asking that give him a child that is pious and righteous. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ, and a child that is full of wisdom. Then, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ, when he reached of an age, إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. It is said, Mufassirin write, that on the 7th night of Dhul Hijjah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had a dream in which he is slaughtering, Omar commanded to slaughter his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. The next day, the 7th day, some ulama write that he went after the Fajr Salat, went and slaughtered 20 camels. He did not know. Remember, the dream of a Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in a form of wahi, indication, revelation, that a certain commandment has to be done. On the 8th he had the same dream, and the next day 40. On the 9th the same dream, the next day was 60. And on the 10th when he had the dream, the name was taken that slaughter your son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Zabihullah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was the friend of Allah, known as Ibrahim Khalilullah. And Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, who was later to become the Nabi of Allah, was known as Ismail Zabihullah. Brothers in Islam, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he traveled a lot. From Makkah, Palestine, Syria, Jordan, all the Middle East is sacred. He traveled for the oneness of Allah. And everywhere he traveled, he went through a test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him successful in all the tests. This test was such that this young lad of his, young son of his, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him prepare. On the 10th when he saw this dream, the next morning he told his beloved wife Bibi Hajra alayhi salatu wasalam that get your son prepared, get our son prepared. The best clothes were put on. Some ulama even write that oil was put on his hair, surma was put on his eyes, like how we dress up for Eid day. One of the sunnats of Eid, Eidul Fitr and Eidul Adha, have a bath, wear the best clothes, clean clothes, and be presentable in the ummah, in the community. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on these sunnats also. It is said that when the father took Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam with him, he had a knife, he had a string with him. The mother did not know. And here the father is taking the son on a mission. He said, we are invited somewhere, so we are going. And on the way, shaitan comes. The story is long for those who have been for Hajj. And may Allah Ta'ala take us for Hajj and accept the Hajj of all the Hujjaj. Make it maqbool and mabroor. We must know the spirit when we go for Hajj. We must know the reason why we do things. Don't ask for everything, show me the reason. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not ask the wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was ready to fulfill the command of Allah. Here Allah ta'ala prepared the land. That is when shaitan came in a disguised form to Bibi Hajra alayhi salatu wasalam. And an old lady said, your husband is going to kill your son. He's going to slaughter him. He's got a knife. She was the mother of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, the wife of a Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whose iman was made. Her ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was such. He said, my husband is a Nabi of Allah. He is Ibrahim Khalilullah. He is such an old person. He made dua for this child. He will never destroy him. This is the courage the ulama write, that mothers must support the husbands. Our mothers must support the husbands in the upbringing of the children. The tarbiyah is so important, because the mother's lap is the first madrasa. Unfortunately, today we have our mothers. With due respect to our sisters and mothers, we have to guide them. We have to educate them. Bring about the tarbiyah first of our husbands and our wives. Then only our children will become pious. And as he goes forward, we know in Mina, he came first Then he came as a small child in front of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, your father is taking you to kill you. Then Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam says, no, go away. When he came in front of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, it is said that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to pick up a stone, and as Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and brought 7 pebbles. And he said, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. This is when we make the rajam, the jamarat, the 3 in shayateen we throw. Brothers, it is symbolic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that act and made it a part of Hajj. Every haji has to pelt the shaitan. And we find, we know what the circus carries on there. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Our niyat must be correct. Likewise here, the occasion of qurbani is coming, and then when you cross further, where the masbah is presently, that is where the occasion took place. Imagine a father taking a big knife and slaughtering his son. By the command of Allah, he was ready to slaughter his son. Allah did not want that physical act. What did Allah Ta'ala command? He said, لَيَّنَا لَاللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِي يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wanted to see that Allah consciousness, that piety, that righteousness from all 3 of them. And when he placed that knife, he took the name of Allah, no slaughter. He sharpened that knife again the 2nd time, no slaughter. The 3rd time, it is said, when he said, Allahu Akbar, the angel said, La ilaha illallahu Allahu Akbar. This is the spirit when the ayyam-e tashriq from the 9th of Fajr, the day of Arafah, we have the ayyam-e tashriq. Please, brothers, for Allah's sake, when you read that takbir, read it with that feeling, read it with that jazba, that you are corresponding with the takbir of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, with the takbir of the reply of the angels, and the reply of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Read it with feeling, with meaning. When we're doing the qurbani also, feel that spirit. This is the thing. Hazrat Mawlana Taqi Sahib, the Amar Barakatuhum, has written, read the philosophy of Qurbani, that it means taqarrab ilallah, leaving everything for Allah's sake, submission totally to the will of Allah, is learned from the lesson of Qurbani. And this is what Islam demands. Islam means peace and submission to the will of Allah. Everywhere 3 S we have to remember. Submission to the will of Allah, sacrifice for the sake of Allah, and surrender to all commandments of Allah, you will find success. This is what is required, brothers. Not the animal itself. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam was asked by the Sahaba, Ma hadhihi al-adahi? What is this qurbani all about? Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. This is the sunnat, the tradition of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, our forefather. Brothers, we have qurbani. Every year it comes and goes. The same story, we hear it. Did we send a qurbani on behalf of somebody else? Not only deceased members of our family, did we make qurbani on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who made qurbani on our behalf? Did we make qurbani for Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in? Did we make qurbani for the fuqaha and a'immah mujtahideen? Did we think of our brothers in Palestine, Chechnya, Afghanistan, wherever it is? Send one, you still have time. They are crying out. We were in Pakistan and the price of one sheep there was about 600 rand. We asked them, why so expensive? They say, because there's a shortage and the mujahideen will have the meat. Send it. Make arrangements. Feel the spirit. Imagine if every father had to slaughter their first son. What would have happened? Brothers, this is what Allah wants. Allah consciousness. Taqwa. Taqwa in every ibadat. The essence of all ibadat is taqwa. The lesson from every ayat of the Quran is taqwa. And this taqwa we're going to get. Kunu ma sadiqeen. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah. Wa kunu ma sadiqeen. Oh, you who believe. Oh, you who believe. Us Allah Ta'ala is commanding, O believers, O reciters of the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keep the company of the saliheen, the righteous. Allama Ali Usui rahmatullahi ta'ala said, Khalituhum li takunu mislahum. Stay in the company, you become like them. Brothers, the lessons of qurbani are many. The masail of qurbani you will find out from the ulama. There are so many pamphlets. But feel the spirit. I told you, one read the takbir, tashriq, with zeal, with feeling. After every namaz, it is wajib for male and female to recite it once. The male allowed in the masjid with jamaat, the female at home. Takbir, tashriq. Then also, when the hujjaj will come, welcome them. Take du'as for them. Al-hujjaj, wal-ummar, wafdullah. They are the deputation of Allah. They are gone to the markaz of du'a, where du'as are accepted. Sometime in Makkah, sometime in Muzdalifah, Mina, Arafat. Tell them to make dua for us. This was the spirit. Not only that, the dua at the end of that Qurbanian act, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. What did they say? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh Allah, accept this act from us. Accept this act. Did we say, oh Allah, accept this qurbani? We should make the dua. Oh Allah, accept this qurbani from us. Like how you accepted it from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, from all the ulama previously and all the people previously. Make the dua. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Verily, you are the one that listens to everything. Sami', Allah is listening to our dua. And Alim, He knows our intention of that dua. Allah judges all action by our intentions. Get our intentions right. That is why Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي. Verily, my salat. وَنُسُكِي. All my sacrifices. Reference to Hajj, Qurbani, all forms of monetary sacrifices. وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي. My living and my dying is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that conviction will come in the company of the righteous. And we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give long life and good health to our Shaykh and Murshid Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel sahab also, and Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar sahab. Brothers, I will end off. We were with Hazrat recently. And every majlis of his, morning and evening, sometimes three majlises, Hazrat is over 80 years old, but with that age, and at this time, he's got concern for something that is very important. Say, lowering your gazes. If you lower your gazes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect your whole body, especially your private parts. Bad nazri. One person came, he said, make dua, Hazrat. Allah ta'ala is bachche ko nazre bad se hifazat farmaye. So Hazrat said, Ameen, Allah ta'ala is bachche ko nazre bad se hifazat farmaye, aur aapko bad nazri se hifazat farmaye. Look at the lesson. Everywhere the Akabirin are showing us something. He said, there are three things that will happen to a person that looks at something that is haram for him. One is, immediately he goes against the ayat of the Quran, كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَزُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Whether it is our Qurbani and we have غير محرم ladies around us, make parda there also. Let the ladies be present, no problem. But have the rules of Shariat. People want to have an Eidgah open in public with all the women going. This is against the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you want to do it accordingly. Follow the rules of hijab. These times of fitna and fasad, more trouble will be created. As it is, each and every ummati should be feeling the pain of Palestine, feeling the pain of Afghanistan, feeling the pain of Chechnya, feeling the pain of Iraq, wherever it is the Muslims are suffering. If our brother is dying without iman, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi say, it is my concern, I should make dua and worry. What did I do? Did that person die with kalima without the kalima? Here he said, that sabse pehle Allah ka na farman ban jata hai. He is known as a fasik, transgressor, openly transgressing the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the feeling. Brothers, wallahi al-azim, Hazrat Mawlana sahab, damar barakatum, Allah ta'ala give him long life and good health. This is the dard, the fikr of the ummat, the pain of the ummat is coming on their hearts. That is why they get their heart attacks. The worry, Hazrat said, Allah must give me a long life of 120 years. I want to travel the world and give one message. One night, it was 12 o'clock, I would like to say it in front of everybody. Mir Sahab cried and he said, it is the heart of my Shaykh that is crying, that Bad Nazri is in the community throughout the world. Everywhere he went, he gave the same message. The message is clear, brothers. Lower our gaze in front of our families, wherever we have to be with our family, no problem. But when they go out also, tell our believing males and females the same thing. Lower your gazes, it will protect your private parts. You will be Allah's nafarman. You will be termed as a fasiq. Then the second, he quotes with a hadith. He says, zina al-ayni al-nazar. It is a hadith that looking with the eyes is an open zina of the eyes. Looking at the ghair mahram. Looking at somebody's ma. Looking at somebody's sister. Somebody's wife. Without permission. Without the ijazat. Looking at it. This is zina of the eyes. Imagine we're going to be accountable. Allah Ta'ala will make our eyes talk on the day of Qiyamah. I gave you these eyes to see your mother, to see the Kaabatullah, to see the good and halal things. You went for haram things and you neglected the halal things. To see the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see your sheikh, to see your imam, to see the kalam of Allah. Halal, look at it, no problem, enough halal. Why go for haram? He said it is zina of the eyes. And the last thing he says, that you will be termed as a mal'oon. You will be the cursed one. Al-mal'oon, اللعنة والبعد عن الرحمة. You are going away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he quotes it with a hadith, لعن الله الناظر والمنظور إليه. The person that looks at somebody with evil glances and evil graces, and the person that presents himself or herself to be seen in public. Now look at this. We want to have an open Eidgah. Please, brothers, for Allah's sake, Allah guide the people. Allah ta'ala give hidayat to our young brothers and sisters. Looking for deen, keep the company of the salihin. Take the guidance of the ulama. There are many ahadith. Some people may quote, misquote Quran and hadith in our time to create more fitna. The andesha of fitna is there. So keep away from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all on Sirat al-Mustaqim. May Allah ta'ala protect us all, the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless and accept the qurbani of each and every one. Accept all our sacrifices. Sacrifice our evil desires. Allah ta'ala will bless us in this world and the year after. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَمِّنُوا ضُحَايَاكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ مَطَايَاكُمْ. Then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our qurbanis, mashallah. So on the day of Qiyamah, it will be a conveyance of a fursilat. May Allah ta'ala assist the mujahideen. Give long life and good health to our mashayikh, our ulama, and all those who have passed away. Allah ta'ala fill the qabr with noor. Give them the highest stages of Jannah al-Firdaus. And may Allah ta'ala keep our iman intact, keep our Islam intact, keep our izzat intact, keep the honor of the Muslims throughout the world intact. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.